We spared no expense on three sides of whatever the fuck the show's called.
So this week on Three Sides of the Coin, our biggest Kiss regrets. And the biggest things we're thankful that we did related to Kiss. And Tommy's got a really good awe moment.
Aw.
And we're joined by the lovely Lisa. Again, all episode.
Yay.
It's beautiful.
Live, broadcasting live.
This is Three Sides of the Coin, talking all things Kiss.
I want to rock and roll all night.
You're listening to Three Sides of the Coin.
This is Robert, one of Three Sides' 13 fans, here with Uncle Gene, who has a message for Mike.
Brad Vold, you're a tool.
Want to get your official Three Sides of the Coin logo and shocker tee? Now you can. We ship worldwide. Get yours online at shop.threesidesofthecoin.com.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Three Sides of the Coin. This is the fun episode. Earlier this week, you saw the bitchy episode, right? All happens in the same day. But we're joined by the lovely Lisa. And she's hanging out, like, what, backstage in whose dressing room?
No.
The
gates aren't open yet.
But you're backstage.
No, I'm at some VIP.
Did you just tell them you were with Three Sides and that's why they let you in?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. I just screamed, Three Sides, Weather Girl. And they were like, oh, my God, please, come in.
Well, yum, yum, give me some.
We carry weight around here, don't we?
Phil Hall is all the way on the other side, and I can't get to until the gates open. So.
All right, so this is going to be a short episode because I got to run to pick up Thule at camp. So
Schlepp.
And by the way, Mark is just getting cranky anyway and wants to go.
Yeah, because I'm still at work. It's fucking 6 o'clock.
Tommy, you and I know damn well that when Mark gets cranky, that's it. The show's
it's over. Yeah.
All right. So this week, topic. We're going straight to a topic for the first time ever. Your biggest Kiss regrets. The thing that you wished you would have gone to, bought, seen, done, whatever it is related to Kiss, the biggest regret. And I'll start because this is one that's just, I still don't know why this happened. Why I didn't go see Kiss at the Met Center on the Dynasty Tour when I went and saw them at the in-store the night before.
Why didn't you go?
Because I think at that point in time, I was like, I didn't realize they were playing the next day in concert. I just thought Kiss came to town to see us.
You're kidding.
This is like the same mentality of people who don't understand contracts.
Yeah, how old were you, Michael?
79, I would have been 15 years old.
Okay.
So,
oh boy.
Now, Kiss was not getting played on KQ at the time, which is all I listened to when it was radio back then. So, again, I baffled myself on this one. I have no idea because, Tommy, there had to have been flyers and stuff up on the walls that said tomorrow night at the Met Center.
Well, yeah, and everyone was talking about it, and it was in the newspaper for about, I don't know, 2 months every Sunday, and there was a couple of TV commercials, but no, it was hard to find.
I can't give you
just
a fucking clue.
The world, but
just,
okay.
Just remember, I'm the same guy who thought my Destroyer album was defective and was going to return it.
Yeah, that's a gift that keeps on giving.
So, yeah, my biggest regret, not going to the Dynasty concert the night after I actually stood in line for 4 hours to see them.
You didn't know they were playing? I will tell, because you're a year older than me. I was 14 in 79. We bought if I remember correctly, our tickets for that show went on sale in like February. And our show was in June. Or July. No, it was July 13th, Friday, July 13th. I remember driving down at the time. I was 14. I drove with one of my older brother's friends to Pontiac, which was at the time, it might as well be on the other side of the world, but it was only about half hour, 40 minutes to get tickets. What I'm talking about, Mike, is I'm sure in Minnesota, there was TV commercials, radio commercials. There
I'm not doubting there were. I mean, Tommy said there were, but again, keep in mind, if you weren't watching TV the moment the commercial came on, you didn't see the commercial. And you didn't know there were commercials.
No, there was no fans in school that talked about it.
So. No, well, I was getting the shit. I can tell you for a fact, around the Dynasty, era, that's when I was getting the, what the fuck are you wearing a KISS t-shirt to high school for? Fuck you. Led Zeppelin rules, Deep Purple, AC/DC. Wearing a KISS t-shirt in 1979 to high school was like a sign that said, beat the shit out of me.
You got your persona.
Not back then. Yeah. I was a baby tool
still
back
true
then.
True to this day.
Thanks.
But seriously, you know what? I cut all those ads out. There was tons of them.
I know, me too. I have them all in a scrapbook.
Yeah, me too.
Well, what can I say? Again, I fucking have no... I can't make any defense for that. No. Yeah.
Tommy, what's your biggest regret, KISS-wise?
Not getting you for episode one.
Winner!
Winner!
My God!
Holy shit! That's it. Thank you very much. We can't top that one.
No, seriously though.
Come on, that was serious.
That was awesome.
I believe that for a second.
You know, there's not too many. I would guess. I would say that I didn't spend more time touring to see more shows when I had the ability to. You know.
At what point, though, Tommy? What? Because you're looking for specific regrets.
Well, the first one ended very ugly. I'll tell you a quick little story. I don't think I've ever shared this before. Maybe I have. So my apologies to people that are listening. I was in ninth grade, Dynasty Tour. They're playing in Duluth, like the day after, I think. I don't even remember anymore. And I went with my friend Ward. And what we did, now mind you, I was 14 at the time. And it was, I'm staying at his house and he's staying at my house kind of thing. And just to show you how stupid I was, this is worse than Michael not going at all. We bought tickets on the Greyhound because from Ward's house or my house, you could easily get downtown to the Greyhound bus station. And we took a Greyhound up to Duluth to see this show. But what we never thought about doing was buying a round trip ticket. So I'm up there and we got tour shirts and we had tickets and we bought, you know, posters and all this memorabilia. We had a bag full of shit and we're like looking at all this stuff and we're walking out and then we're like, how are we going to get home?
Now your parents have no idea you're there, right?
Not a clue.
And so everybody knows Duluth is about a 3-hour drive north of Minneapolis.
Yes. Yes. And I'll never forget. And of course, Ward's mom, who's the cool one, was gone. Couldn't get a hold of her, couldn't get a hold of her sisters. And this was back in the days where there's no cell phones. So we're calling collect. I had to make the phone call to my mother, who was uptight already as it was. And she was so pissed that she sent my dad up to get us.
Oh my god.
And I'll never forget that because we sat outside of this round building, which was a hotel. It's like a 12 or 14 story brown round building. And I haven't been to Duluth since that time up until last year, or was it the year before, for this Thank you. No. What's the last one? That they did?
Northern Invasion?
No.
Their Lost Cities Tour, whatever that was called. Freedom to Rock or Rock.
Freedom to Rock. That's the one. Okay. So I go up there with Marty and we're pulling into Duluth and I told him this story and my palms started to sweat and I just got pale because that freaking building is still standing on the left-hand side of the road. And so as we drove in, I'm like, it just took me all the way back to exactly that moment at 3:30 in the morning when my dad is just like, he's like, all he said is, there's nothing I can do to help you.
Dude, your dad had 3 hours to get pissed and fume about what he was going to do to you.
No, that's the thing. My dad was actually very cool. He was not pissed because he gets it. He knew how big of a fan I was. Dealing with my mother is the problem because he was also now in the shit with me, basically, because somehow it's his fault too. And so I'll just never forget that. So I would say that was my biggest regret, was not buying a round trip ticket, because if we would have never been busted.
So thank God your dad didn't have to pick you up at a porno theater.
Yeah. No kidding.
All right, Lisa?
Yeah.
I would say my biggest regret was not going to the Psycho Circus tour. I had tickets, and I only worked maybe, I don't know, 4 blocks away from the Civic Arena, and I was dating this guy, and he said, if you go see Kiss, we have to break up.
Did he say we have a game?
Did he say what?
We have a game. Yeah, I want you to come and watch me skate.
No, shut up. So I didn't go to the concert, and I drove home, and I showed up at my house, and my mom was like, isn't Kiss playing tonight? Because my mother would go to sleep early and then stay up so I could tell her about the concert when I got home. And she was like, why aren't you at the show? And I said to her, I don't want to go. And she got up. She was only like maybe 5'1". And she got up from her chair and she goes, what do you mean you don't want to go? She goes, that's bullshit. She goes, Lisa, you've like Kiss since you were 3 years old. And you're going to try to tell me now that you don't want to go? She goes, there's only one thing in this world that will not, that's factoring your life, that's not going to let you go to this concert. And his name's Ron. So the guy calls me at home. My mother picks up the phone and she's like, who the hell do you think you are telling my daughter what she can and cannot do? And he didn't say anything on the phone. My mom goes, what are you, too much of a man to talk to me now, you little ass? Oh, she went off on this guy. She's like, Lisa, don't you ever let anybody tell you what you can't do ever again, ever. She goes, don't ever do that again. So I missed that concert. That's the only Kiss concert I ever met. I ever missed in Pittsburgh.
Can we get Ron on the show?
No, because I don't even know where he is, and it's probably not a good... Well, actually, I do know where he lives. There's so many times that I go back to Pittsburgh, I want to drive past his house, because I just kick his ass from here to tomorrow.
So let me just throw this out.
Great story.
Is it a bigger regret / stupid move for me to not go to a show that I didn't realize was happening, or for somebody to not go to a show that they knew was happening and even own tickets for?
That would probably be the latter. That would probably be me. But you know what, though? I learned a lot that day, and I learned a lot because I always said, this is who I am. If you don't like me, don't be around me. I don't really care. I don't need people in my life to, I have a little tiny group of friends, and that's all I need. I don't need 1,000 people. But you guys ever see that Kiss tattoo? See that tattoo on my finger?
Mm-hmm.
You see it? I got that done because it's not because if it's like a Kiss tattoo, because I wanted to remind myself that no one's ever going to tell me what I can and cannot do again. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody or hurt, my responsibilities, I am who I am. So tough shit, I don't care. So that's why I have a Kiss tattoo on my finger, because it's to
Good
remind
for
myself
you.
That I am who I am. And if you don't like it, you can...
I thought you'd put Popeye on there. I am what I am.
I am what I am. So that's my biggest regret. Right. I don't really have a lot of regrets, Kiss-wise. But that one sucked because I drove past that arena and I saw the Kiss fans in their Kiss t-shirts like running across the street singing, car stereos up really loud, people in the parking lot tailgating. And I'm like, fuck.
I was at that show.
I'm like, why am I not... And I'm thinking, God, what am I doing? You know, it was, it's really weird. And that, I took back at that, and I regret that a lot.
Funny story about that show. So I went to that show, and Dale Torborg was there because he was still the Demon wrestler at the time. And yeah. WCW backstage in the dressing room filmed a bit with Dale and the band. So I was back there watching it all. And after the show was over, so the venue was like right downtown. And if I recall, it's like there's train tracks that run by, and there's big parking garages around there. So Dale, who, if you know, Dale Torborg's a big guy.
And yeah, he's huge.
And his wife, she's big because she was a wrestler. So
she'll kick your ass.
She'll kick your ass. So Dale, his wife, and myself were walking out of the venue through this kind of undergroundish area, coming out of the backstage area, which it's not well lit. It's kind of by the train tracks. It's underground. And we nearly got mugged by a bunch of guys. And I'm just thinking, who the fuck is going to mug two WCW wrestlers who could probably kick the shit out of you?
Is this like out of Detroit Rock City?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, nice. I'm just going, I'm going to stand behind these two guys. You two, take care
you know
of
what?
It.
Dale Torborg is like the nicest, sweetest guy I have ever met. It's like, I remember when I first worked with him, he was in his costume. It was at one of those New York, remember the New York Expo, Mark, where Dale was there? It was like his first
full garb, too. He had the cape on and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, he had the whole nine yards on. And Richie was like, hey, Lisa, you're going to help Dale. And I'm like, I'm like, hi. I was so petrified. And he's like, don't, you know, I don't let this fool you. Like, I'm a really nice guy. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're so nice.
Hey, so sweet. Little quick side note. I saw it just yesterday, and I bought it today.
The
action figure company that makes all the action figures for Kiss now has released a Demon wrestling action figure of Dale in costume and makeup and everything. It's pretty cool. So, Mark, your regret.
I actually have a couple. One was, matter of fact, unfortunately, I did not know Lisa at the time. It was in Pittsburgh. It was the very, very, very last date of the Unplugged tour. And what's that?
At the Expo Mart?
Yes, that was fun. Anyways, I'm there and I'm with all my buddies, you know, all those, you know, Peter Arquette and Joe Marshall and all of us. We all went out to a dinner after the Expo, and Eric Singer came down with Russell, and we found out then that the Unplugged was going to happen with
the next day.
And everything, and I got invited to go, and just couldn't make it, man. I got invited to go to the Unplug, and I didn't go, and I had to go home, and still bothers me to this day. But I look back, Liz was pregnant with Emily, my son was only 3 years old, you know, and I was going to these things. Back then I was making a lot of money at them. So, I mean, it was fun because I was able to make money and, you know, indulge my passion, have a lot of fun stuff. But, you know, again, too, we'd only been married. Liz and I have only been married that was 95. We got married in 91. So we've only been married about 4 years. And, you know, here I'm on the road with my friends all the time. You know, I did a bunch of those shows. And
you did the right thing.
Yeah,
basically, you're absolutely right. I did the right thing.
You were at that Expo?
I was physically at that Expo.
Did you see me get up and sing Lick It Up?
I just remember some really hot girl up there, and we were all going, woo-hoo.
Mark turned to somebody and goes, I'm going to be with her in the future.
I revved it up to, what is it, whenever, 100 and some gigawatts? And
gigawatts? Well,
see ya, sorry. Yeah. My rest of my crew, like Brian and them, or yeah. He's home.
to my wife, Michelle.
Hi, nice to meet you. Sorry, guys. Hold on a second.
Oh, she's setting up Michelle. A three-way. Yeah, let's see her.
Let's see Michelle.
Three Sides of the Coin podcast.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys.
Did you see that? Hear that? Those yeah. guys. Was that a those guys, like, in a good way, or was this like a
yeah,
those
guys? Yeah, I see them all the time. Joe's podcast, Rock City.
Yeah.
Points out where are they from?
Well, I'm here. Mark is from Detroit. Michael's over in California, and Tommy's in Minnesota.
Missouri. Okay. Not sure if I know any of those guys. Michael.
There are Mark's on every Kiss Cruise. Yeah. You know Mark Cicchini. Everybody knows Mark Cicchini. No, come here. Come here. That's him right there, Sam.
You see him?
That's Mark Cicchini, Sam.
How about Steve Wright? Is there a Steve Wright involved?
No, no? Steve. No, Steve Wright.
He's another.
That's, I don't even know who that is.
How you doing? He's another Kiss guy.
Oh. We're all Kiss guys.
There are no other Kiss podcasts. We are it.
There are no other Kiss podcasts. This is.
Brian, the kids are in baseball still.
Yeah.
All right.
Natural baseball player.
All right, you guys get to watch Lisa just chat. Nothing wrong with that, but.
Once they can start pitching.
Oh, I know. I know everybody.
All right. Well,
gentlemen. All right. All right. So let me. I've got one.
How
more.
Big is that beer? Jesus.
Yeah. Let me.
It looks like it's a funny answer.
My hat. Look at this.
I know.
My other regret, which is probably as a collector, as you guys remember, Bill O'Coin used to come to where all the dealers were staying, and he'd have boxes of stuff.
I remember
holding the wooden Cadillac key. And I think the number he threw out at the time was astronomical. I think he wanted like $1,000 or something for it. And I had the money on me, but I needed it for change and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh, man. And Bill had these other reel-to-reel awards and all these really cool. I mean, and it was funny because Bill O'Coin would just have them in a box. Like,
yep.
Just, and he's like, you guys want any of these?
He's like, how much do you think this is worth? Business cards.
Yeah.
One of his business cards. He's like, how much do you think this is worth? I'm like, I don't know. It was some key and it was like in a red box and you open it up like this. And the key was inside. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, having Bill come to you with awards from the 70s and not buying them when you had the money.
Yeah.
There's another regret. Go ahead, Michael. What is it?
So the second biggest regret I have is also not going to a show. It's not going to the Tiger Stadium show.
You didn't go? I thought you were there.
Well, so here's the story. So I was living in Chicago at the time. And my parents were coming to visit. And it was sort of like, shit, do I freaking tell my parents not to come? Or do I leave them at my place alone and drive to Detroit to go see the show? You know, being the good son, it's like, shit, I'm not going to go to the show. But that one I knew all about, obviously, because I was doing Kissotaku at the time. So I knew all about that. And everybody was talking about it, and I'm just like, fuck, I'm not there. And driving to Detroit would have been easy from Chicago.
Oh, yeah, straight 94 all the way there.
Yeah, so that's probably the only other regret that I think about a lot. There isn't anything where it's like, wow, I wish I would have bought that or done something. It's just those two shows.
Yeah, I don't think I have any other regret. I mean, I've been very fortunate, and I live by that woulda, coulda, shoulda, and you have to.
Tommy, any other regrets?
He hasn't known me longer.
No, I'm joking. Ooh.
You didn't make the guy quit sooner?
I walk away with that one, all right? We don't even need to go extra on that. You know, I suppose maybe small things like getting to know more people that were involved in the conventions back in the day.
I know. You probably regretted having Kurt and Steve spend the night at your house.
No, no way. That's paid in dividends over the years talking about that shit. you know, that's like the Kramer.
Okay, maybe your wife regretted it.
Oh, God, yeah. That goes without saying. No, it's mostly small stuff, like not getting to know KISS fans better, you know, at people like Mark that did that were dealers at these shows, and maybe just partaking in more of the conventions than I did, going a little bit more often than I actually did. That I would say that would be it, more so than anything else, you know.
So let's do one round that's completely opposite of regrets. What's one thing you're glad you like went out of your way to do, that you spent the money on, something that you're, you know, was a bit okay. big deal, but you're glad you did it? Mark?
Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Lisa. You can go first. Ladies first.
That's easy. I went to watch Kiss get inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That was cool.
That was the greatest. Good. And as much as I can't stand the Hall of Fame, I remember when I was, God, I don't even know how old I was, because the Hall of Fame's not far from Pittsburgh. And I said, you know what? When my mother was still alive, I said, you know what, mommy? I said, when Kiss gets inducted, I'm going to be there. And she looked at me dead in the eye. She goes, you know what? That doesn't surprise me. She goes, you'll be there. Now, I thought, like, when they got inducted, they just stood on the steps and they did, like, a little wave. Like, I didn't know it was a big production. So when they finally got inducted, I'm like, I have to go. I have to go. And I went, and it was amazing. It was, that's one of those things that probably the greatest thing I've ever done. It was awesome. And then I went to see them play on Jimmy Fallon the next night. It was like, you know how like a normal Kiss concert, you can't like sit on the barrier. There's that big ass pit in between. Well, this concert, it was like it was so amazing, but you could sit like this on the edge of the stage. It was awesome. So that would be the one thing that was just the greatest day. Watching them.
Where does joining Three Sides land in all of that?
Well, let's see. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony would probably be 1A, and then joining Three Sides is probably like 1A1, like on the outline.
Greatest moment of her life was joining Greatest Three Knuckleheads.
Moment. Seeing Kiss Hall of Fame, joining Three Sides. Right there.
Mark.
Boy, here I don't even know where to fucking start. I mean, I've been so lucky. I've done so much fucking cool stuff. It's not even funny. When do you guys go? I got a call coming in. I'm still at work.
So for me, it was when I was still working with Kiss, and they did the farewell tour in Australia. I was able to work it out, twisting a few arms, to get approval to go to Australia for like 9 days for all the shows in Melbourne and Sydney. And I had to use mileage to get the ticket, but it didn't matter because it was mileage for all the shows that I'd gone to see with working for Kiss anyway. And the rooms were covered. We always joke, covered by Uncle Gene, because I was on the crew manifest, so the rooms were covered. So then it was basically just food. And I went over there with Russell and Kevin. You guys have probably seen them at various shows. We had the biggest blast. I mean, it was just an amazing freaking trip. We split the room. We split rental cars. It was just going over to Australia in itself was an amazing trip, but being able to do it with, you know, laminates and all access to, I think it was it 3 shows in Melbourne and 2 shows in Sydney? So it was just, that was just, I'm so glad I got to do that. Probably right up there was also figuring out how to go to their show in Alaska.
So oh, cool. Yeah. I mean, those are some pretty cool things.
You know, honestly, not to cut you short, Michael, but I think if I had another regret is that I had opportunities to go see Kiss in Japan and Australia. I mean, the invite was there and I never did it. So now I kind of feel I wish I would have. I guess I do have a woulda, coulda, shoulda moment, you know. Okay, that's my side note. Continue on.
So, yeah, it's just I went to plenty of shows in the U.S., but figuring out how to get to Australia with Russell and Kevin, and then heading up to Alaska after the New Year's Eve show. Those were pretty freaking cool to be able to do things like that. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds amazing. Well, I've got several. First one, and not in any particular order, is this, what we're doing right now, I would say. Getting to know all of you better and you all being close friends of mine and our friendships
hey,
growing.
Even me.
Of course you. Of course
so,
you.
So great,
yeah.
great
I said
job,
all of us
great
here.
Job making us feel like assholes for not saying that.
I know.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. So that's
I haven't won yet. So
yeah, he's gonna go ditto. That's number one. Number two is going to the 79 in store for Dynasty. I would say that was right there because that was Super Kiss.
That was it.
It doesn't get any cooler than that. And then thirdly, I would probably say is giving that poster that Ward and I made. Actually, I've got four. Giving that poster that Ward and I made to Gene.
That's cool.
Because Uncle Gene really hit home with him. You could tell. I mean, I've been around him enough that usually, like I said, it's like he's trying to, you know, give me a hard time when he sees me. And this was not like that at all. It was really a heartfelt moment and was very important. And then fourthly, I'd say my childhood friends that I made because of this, because I thought that hanging out with those friends that you had when you were a kid to experience the Paul Lynde Halloween special and going to these concerts and collecting magazines and all of the things that you do as a Kiss fan would have never been half as much fun as it was without your partners in crime. So I would say those are the four things for me.
I wish I would have known you guys. Like in
yeah.
the nine, you know?
But you know what though? It works out. It is what it is. And you come in and out of people's lives and some are meant to be with you forever and some are not meant to be with you for very long. It's just, it is what it is.
You know what? I actually knew Mike. I've known you the longest, Mike.
Through conventions and stuff, right?
Yeah. Through conventions. And I've probably seen Mark a bazillion times at the old expos. Tommy, I'm
She's
sorry.
Like, who's that creepy guy who keeps staring at me?
You were probably right across from me and Bethany at that booth, and I'm like, who's that creepy guy?
Who's the guy drooling over there?
No, by the way, we have to get, because I'll tell you what, you know, your friend Lee is always calling me. She's a beautiful girl.
Did you see that picture that I sent you guys?
Yes, we need more of those for our trading cards.
I never even saw that picture. That was a complete outtake.
No, I just, all kidding aside, she was always so nice. She was always at all. I remember her at the Atlanta convention.
She's
always,
here. She's out there somewhere, but she's here tonight.
Just always very nice. Just
yeah.
A person.
She's
anyways,
a class act.
You know, I was going to, in a way, say what Tommy said.
Of course you were.
No. Same but different. Liz and I, the other night, we were just talking about, she's going to New York in a couple weeks. And she's probably going to hook up with Philly and Russell. I'm not going. She's going. Nice.
You know what? I got to move because these people want this table. All my cog in the table.
Hold hey, on. Tell them you're on three sides. Want... Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, ask them if you can just sit with them.
Hold on. You guys can take this table.
Right there.
See how nice I am? See?
Your celebrity around. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. See, I'm a nice person.
Throw your celebrity
Jesus Christ,
around.
I'm losing everything. See how nice I am? See?
Nice.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. We were just talking about how wherever we go, we have friends we know through KISS. It doesn't matter where we go. We always end up running into people. Or, hey, we're going to go out, you know, go to Cleveland and next thing you know, hey, well, let's look up this person. We're going to go to Cincinnati. Let's look up this. You know what I mean? We always have KISS friends wherever we go. And it's just amazing how many people I've met, you know. Our KISS friends are just so special. They're some of our best friends in the whole world. And,
you know,
and
I am so blessed and fortunate to have you guys in my life, you know. Even you, Michael.
Even Michael.
Even the asshole.
I'm being dead serious.
But that's what I mean. This whole KISS world, it's really beyond the band at this point. I mean, the people we interact with and, You know, when we go, I went and saw Anthrax over last weekend, and I had people come up to me. Hey, Three Sides.
Do you have anybody in your basement now?
No, I didn't. I did get to see Charlie after the show. He was with his daughter, so I didn't want to be that guy, if you know what I mean.
But that, and then we were talking about that because that happened to me at Ghost also. There had to have been a dozen people I spoke to that were all fans of the show at the Ghost show the other night in Minneapolis.
Really?
It's amazing. Oh, yeah. I haven't spoken to you. I didn't get a chance to tell you that. But, yeah, it's crazy.
We're Tommy and I were talking about that privately. I'm like, because he went to a concert. He's like, ran into a bunch of Three Sides fans. I was at an Anthrax, you know, Slayer was the headliner. I was at that show, and people, hey, Three Sides. Oh, you're the guy from Three Sides. And it's just cool. And you just, hey, what's up, you know? Yeah. And it was funny, too, because I was wearing a Kiss shirt there at the show, and I had a lot of people just come up and talk Kiss. And it was pretty nice.
It's amazing. Again,
I can't hear you now. I'm moving over here.
That's fine. But that's the fun stuff. I mean, there's so many incredible things I've got to do and people I've got to meet. And the fact now, you know, when I do see the guys in Kiss, they'll say hi, you know, my first name. And it's nice, you know. You never thought when you were 15 that
God, Gene Simmons. Yeah, I know.
Know who you are, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, among my other friendships with band and crew members, and everybody's just so nice, and it's just so special. The whole Kiss family is just an amazing thing.
I never thought that Gene Simmons would call me a tool.
No, but you know what?
I've from a lot of people.
Top on down, from the band members
yep.
on down. I cannot Hold stress second, this guys. Enough to people that from the band members to the crew to everybody, it's first class all the way.
Yeah, hey, look, it's Marcia Keene.
Look at those beautiful girls. Hi, girls. Nice to see you guys.
All right, go back and do your thing. I'll see you. I'll meet you when you guys come up.
All right,
guys. So
how come you guys aren't making out?
Sorry.
Come on, that's so 2007.
And Tommy, you're going to get me in trouble. You say it, and I'll get in trouble.
I know. It's great.
This is the whatchamajiggy, the meet and greet thing.
Hopefully you're just at Cheap Trick and no other one.
Well, my pass is on the other side of the venue, which I have to get to Wilco and go get it.
So we got to wrap up now anyway.
So
homework is going to be your biggest regret and the thing you're glad you did. And give us a little story about it. And you know where to go. Facebook.com/ThreeSidesOfTheCoin. ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. YouTube. Spreaker. Everywhere else. And
I'm going to go eat a big sausage off that big green egg over there.
Oh, you just put a picture inside of Mark's head, didn't you?
I did. No, seriously. That dude's making he's cooking on the big green egg.
Are we talking 10-inch sausage? 12-inch?
It's a kielbasa with a vein.
Oh, they're doing the meat.
It really is a meet and greet, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Before we actually get disgusting and, you know, we get people yelling at us again. I think this week we're going to get a lot of yelling.
What are you going to do?
Love it. Yeah. Love
I'm totally creeping in.
There you go.
I like this.
Look at Mark. Zoom
Lisa,
in.
Lisa, Rogue
Zoom
Warrior.
In. All right, that's it, guys. I think we've got a special guest next week.
We do.
Mark,
we do.
You arranged a special guest for us next week. Should be very cool. A topic that people always ask us to discuss, and we haven't done a lot. So this should be a fun show.
Yep.
That's it, everybody. Three Sides of the Coin. We're out of
Love you, Lisa. Mwah, mwah,
mwah. Kisses.
So you love the show. Go to itunes.threesidesofthecoin.com and leave your review and rating of Three Sides of the Coin. Thanks. Take Three Sides of the Coin with you anywhere. Download your 5-star rated free smartphone app today and listen on your Android or Apple smartphone. Visit android.threesidesofthecoin.com or ios.threesidesofthecoin.com. Download your free copy of the KISS School of Marketing.
11 Lessons I Learned Working with KISS.
The number one downloaded business book on Noisetrade. Go to books.noisetrade.com/Michael Brandvold.
You're listening to Three Sides of the Coin.
So you love the show. Go to iTunes.ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com and leave your review and rating of Three Sides of the Coin. Thanks.